Be'ezus Hashem, we are learning Shmiras HaLosh and Shahar Torah in Perek Zayin. The paragraph that we're up to is V'kazeh Yisa Gamkein B'tonu Devei Eliyahu, page 478 in English edition, on the top of the page. And we just want to remind ourselves, yesterday we learned an unbelievable Maisa with Rav Zemiro'o, who took a person who was not just a person, any person. This person was known to be an avarion, a sinner. And he left a son behind who, as we said, Derech Tzachkus, that this person was where they coined the expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And this son was also a sinner like his father. And this person was taken out from his Gehenim and eventually put on a throne amongst the Tzadikim Gan Eden. In what merit did this happen? Because Reb Zmira taught this child Torah. And who this child turned out to be? We learned that this person was Rav Nochum HaPakuli. Rav Nochum HaPakuli. The Shmir Soloshin told us yesterday that there were generations that came from this Rav Nochum HaPakuli. And the Chavetz Chaim is encouraging people here to realize the schus one has when they encourage their children to learn Torah. When they leave children behind who are Tamidei Chachamim, who are B'nai Torah, this is the best schus a parent can have. The best schus. That those children are constantly feeding them the schus of life. Now let's take another ma'isa, similar ma'isa. Because that Yisa Gamke Metonu Develio Zuto Perik Yitzayin. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now we discuss Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Pamachas, one time, Hayisi Mahalich Baderech. I was traveling, and when Sasi Adam Echad, I met a certain person. What was this person doing? Shu Haya Melakit Eitzim. He was gathering together wood. V'dibarti imoy, v'loy hechzili davar. Now, I want to point something out. What does it say over here? It says, V'dibarti itoy. And I spoke with him. What's the point of saying this? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I spoke to somebody. Very nice, beautiful. No, I'll tell you. It's beautiful. I just had Siyad Shmai on this. V'dibarti itoy. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I spoke to him, and he didn't respond to me. If you want to take a look in the Gemara Brachos, on Daf Yad Zayin and Aleph, towards the bottom, you will find that it talks about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the Gadol Hador, and there was never a person that greeted him first. Afilu Nachri, Akum Shabashuk, even the guy, he greeted the guy first. And the emphasis is on Kavod HaBrios over here, is on the respect of people. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a person might say, oh, he's the God of the door, he's busy, this, that. Now, this is the same Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that never walked Dalet Amos without thinking in Torah and everything. But Kavod HaBrios. And it's a beautiful lesson for all of us to always respect. You know, as I'm telling you this, mentioning this, there's a certain Talmud Chacham that comes to mind. I'm not going to mention his name now. When you pass him by and he passes by you and you exchange greetings, he focuses on you. He looks at your face and he says, good morning. Not good morning. Yeah. One of those. I was once passing by someone and he was unloading his car and he had his stroller to use as like a shopping cart in front of his house. He was unloading the groceries. So he put a watermelon into the carriage. So he doesn't have to carry it, but watermelon, other groceries. So as a joke, I said to him, a cute baby. So he was, so he didn't even see, oh, thank you so much. You know, his watermelon was the baby. You know, we sometimes we don't realize, you know, we all fall in this, you know, it's the not paying attention sometimes. There's no baby. It's the watermelon. It's a v'dibayti imoy. It's one little subtlety. But this is telling us Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is the same Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Gemara and Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, who always greeted everyone first. And he's teaching us that's how we should be as well. But the person didn't respond. And afterwards he came and told me as follows. Rebbe, I'm a very unique person. Meis ani, v'loi chai. I am dead. You are talking to a dead man. Not figuratively, literally. I am dead. V'amarti loy, imeis ato, if you're dead, eitzim halolu lamu lecha. What do you need wood for? V'amar li, he says, Rebbe, hazin li, v'mashu'im lecha, davar echad. Listen to what I'm saying. I will tell you what's going on. And this person says as follows, Kishayisi chai, when I was alive, ani v'chaveri hayinu oiskin ba'aveira ba'palteirin shali. Me and my friend, we were involved in aveiras, in my palace. Chshabanu l'kan, and we came here, here meanings to this Gehenim, to this place of punishment. Gozu aleinu gzardin, after we died, kishabanu l'kan means after we died, we came to our punishment. Gozu aleinu gzardin shel sreifa. Our punishment is to be burned. Kishani melaked eitzim, you want to know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you want to know why am I gathering wood? I gather wood so this wood can be used to burn my friend. Then he gathers wood to burn me. Kishani melaked eitzim, sarfen es chaveri. They burn my friend with this wood I gather. Uchshehu melaked eitzim. And when he gathers wood, oz sarfen I see. Then they burn me. V'amarti loy, din chemad bosai. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Until when does this judgment stop? When will you be freed from this Gehenim? V'amarli, and this person said to him, Kishabasi lakan, when I died, hinachti es ishti muberis. I died when my wife was pregnant, he says. V'yadeani, and I know, she zachar hi muberis. I know that she was pregnant with a boy. Lachain, v'vakoshim imcha, hevi zar boy mishar she yenoylad. Had she ben chomesh shanim, toilecha yisoy lebeis rabbi lamikra. So this person, now this person is asking Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He says to him, do me a favor, please. Find out my son. Find out who this person is. And from the time he's born, until he turns 5 years old, then bring him to the base medrash. Because at the time when he says, and listen to these powerful words now, these powerful words, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayrach, Oz Yu Malin Oisi Medina Shel Gehenim. Rebbe, says this person, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if you can educate my child and bring him to shul and say these words, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayrach, they will take me out of Gehenim in the schus of saying Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaBaruch. We know that the Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaBaruch, the Chofetz Chaim talks about this other places, we see how powerful this is to take a person out of Gehenim. A person who is obviously, it's not like, you know, the person who was a good person, but he did some avarice. No, this was a person who really did avarice. And yet it pulls him out of Gehenna. The Baruch Hu as Hashem and Vayrach. Baruch Hashem and Vayrach is not as powerful as an Amen. And the Amen is not as powerful as Amen Heshmi Rabbah. And Amen Heshmi Rabbah says the Alter Kelm from the Medrash is not as powerful as one word of Torah. One word of Torah. We can't begin to understand the schus of a person learning one word of Torah. Gam kol aschar, he says further, shekusavnu le'el. That was the end of that ma'isa. Now we go to a new point here. Gam kol aschar, shekusavnu le'el, all the schar that I mentioned above. B'machzik yidei loim de Torah. In regards to strengthening those who are loim de Torah, sheikh gam b'machzik es b'noi le Torah. The Chavetz Chaim mentioned and taught us earlier the tremendous reward for a person who is machzik, who strengthens and supports those who learn Torah. And we discussed, he said, of course, there's the financial support, financially to support Torah. And there's the other ways to, does not be financially, like we discussed yesterday, to bring more people to learn Torah. That's called machzik Torah. What's machzik? Machzik is to strengthen. You strengthen Torah. If you have two people doing something, when you have four people doing it, it's stronger now. There are many ways of machzokas Torah. All of those great aspects of reward that applied to any individual who helps support Torah applies to one who helps support his son to learn Torah. Gam zoicha shal yidei ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisei leiponim. It also causes Hashem to find favor with this person. We have as Maisa and Tom Devel Yo, Shuvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Adin Sheshoshel Es Lefanov. The Midas Adin, the attribute of judgment. We are a day before Erev Yom Kippur. The attribute of judgment goes up to Hashem and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. Why do you favor the Jewish people? Lama noisi panim l'Yisrael. Why do you favor them? V'alek siv, doesn't that say in the Torah, HaKel HaGadol Asher lo yisa panim, that you Hashem, you don't show favoritism. If they deserve to be punished, that's it. This is now the Midas Adin talking. This is the attribute of strict judgment. Heishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says back. Eichat Oimer, what do you mean? What's your question? I don't understand your question. You ask me, how do I show favoritism? How could I not show favoritism? What do you mean? Loma ani noisei pon l'Yisrael, v'alei kifar nosu li ponim. They turn themselves to me. They act in a certain special way towards me. How so? V'oid shehei milamdim ez ha-tayra. They learn the tayra. And they stand with groups and groups of people. And they involve themselves. They involve themselves in learning Torah. And they pay those who learn Torah. They pay money for those who teach Torah. That these people should the rebbeim should learn the children to teach the children Torah. You want to know how come I give them favoritism? Look what they do. They act in a special way. They act in a special way. They support Torah. They pay to the Rebbe to teach, to be taught Torah, to teach the Torah. How can I not? How can I not show them a certain special of favorite level of favoritism? Well, a happy chagoy l'ha'inish. Unfortunately, the flip side as well, the punishment. For a person chas v'shalom to take his son away from Talmud Torah. As is brought down in the Zayar Kodesh Parshas Bekudei, v'zeloshoyne train samchin delistar marov. Ilan ismanun lach rozo v'chol rikiyin. There are these two authorities on the western side. Translate some words. the deeper understanding is we'll leave for another time. And there's announcements that go out in the heavens. L'cholinun d'ma'abrin b'anayhu mi'araysa v'solkin lo'in d'lo yil'un ba. You know how I'm going to translate these words? You ever go to a large grocery store? Well, let's say a Costco. Massive store. They have, you know, announcements going on, a loudspeaker. Picture the scene. Clean up aisle 7. Goldberg spilled, broke the pickles. Goldberg from Kenwood. Imagine that. Come to shul the next day. Oh, I heard you were in Costco. So, what are you going to call? Yeah, somebody was he 2-year-old again? He broke the pickles? The person's face will turn redder than the red tomato. Right? I was once in the farm store. And my wife asked me to watch the children a minute. Now, this farm store is more of a Judaica farm store, one of those type. So the Eitz Hara got the best of me, and I found the safer. And a few seconds later, crash. I didn't drop the safer, but I didn't do my job either. And it wasn't Goldberg. That's not my last name. And I went over to my little child, who picked up one of these fragile items, and he dropped it. And now one became two. So I didn't do the right job. Now, there's no announcement in the loudspeaker. It happens to be that the owner of the store, he showed me how it's an even cut. We could glue it together. Don't worry about it. I said, no, I'll pay for it. He said, it's a clean break. We'll glue it back together. It'll be fine. So I ended up, I got a fuse of that one. I mean, at least with the owner of the store. I'm not going to say what happened with my wife. No, just kidding. Being recorded here. Why am I saying this? Because when the cruise gets out, when the loudspeaker goes in Shemayim and says, Goldberg pulled his son out of the Beis Medrash, everybody knows and everybody hears about it. Everybody hears this announcement. Every single person will hear. I'm just using Goldberg as an example. That Goldberg pulled his kid out of yeshiva, his child out of yeshiva. And the busha, the embarrassment, the punishment, is endless shy. We can't begin to fathom. It's not just a jar of pickles that cracked. It's not the little item that was broken in the Judaica store. Everyone hears what's going on. And now it's the point in time when the emes, the truth, is so apparent to everyone. The truth of what Torah is. It's like saying Goldberg cut the oxygen mask off of his child. Imagine a person doing that to his kid, his child. That's what Torah is. It's oxygen. Voy leplanyo de koabor brei me raisa. Woe is it to this person who pulls out the child from Torah? Voile de kois avin mi amudain mi amudosi mi chuloko de almudosi. Woe is it to such a person who pulled his son away from Torah and lost a share in the world to come. This is the announcement that's announced to everybody on the loudspeakers, because this person pulled his son out of the Beis Medrash. We'll end with this last paragraph. This is a reproof, a rebuke to those people. For those people who pull their children out of the Beis Medrash when they're 14, 15 years old, it could be any age. And the children remain their lives ignoramuses from Torah. The record saying a little boy should tell me big day choifish la harchiv es gevulei because of his zov. Now, everybody needs to be successful and to feel accomplishments in life. These children look for the newest iPhones, iPads, whatever they are. They need to have some feeling of excitement and newness, the newest fashions. Why? Because they couldn't find any simcha in Torah, because they didn't have any Torah. Voi lois abusha, voi lois achlima shel ha'av, shagia zman iloshu velokim. Woe is it to this father, the embarrassment, the disgrace, when he gets up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day of judgment. We stand the day before Erev Yom Kippur. I want to wish everyone a Gemar Chasim HaTayva for you and all your families. And we should be zoiche to inculcate these words of the Chavetz Chaim and live with them on a higher level. Gemar Chasim HaTayva.